And take a look here at sporting news here for you this morning. According to a press release issued late Friday afternoon by Atlantic Assistant Principal and Activities Director Josh Rasmussen, Tim Duff has resigned from his position of head varsity football coach for the Atlantic Community School District. Tim has served as Atlantic's head coach during the 2010 and 2011 football seasons. And the 2011 season, Coach Duff led the Trojans to a 4-6 record, which ended in a 17-7 first-round playoff loss to Boyden Hole Rock Valley. Coach Duff will continue to teach and coach for the Atlantic Community School District. Coach Duff has a record of 6-13 while serving as Atlantic's head football coach, and it is believed that he may still have some involvement with the football program, just not as the head coach, and there currently is no word on the search for a successor. In other sporting news, from results from high school basketball for you from last night, as some games were postponed from Thursday night play to Friday. In a boys 1A district play, and these games were all district finals to head to the sub-state final. It was Boyer Valley over West Monona 46-42. Kingsley Pearson topped Lamar's Galen Catholic 66-55. Boyden Hole was 63-43 winner over Rock Rapids Central Lion. It was also St. Mary's of Storm Lake 55-52 over Harris Lake Park. Those two teams were previously undefeated heading into that contest. Also, Buffalo Center North Iowa was a 57-50 winner over Blairsburg Northeast Hamilton. And in a 3A district play, it was a sub-state semifinal action as Sioux City Helan defeated Carroll 58-43. So now Helan will move on to take on Harlan coming up on Monday for the sub-state final in there to move on to state. And then also in a 4A sub-state semifinal action, it was Council Bluffs Lewis Central 66-64 over Sioux City North in overtime. And Sioux City East defeated Sioux City West by a score of 84-38 to continue to move on. Now those 1A teams that played last night, they'll be back right in action once again here today as a game played up in Fort Dodge here this evening. We'll see Guthrie Center take on St. Mary's of Storm Lake. That game at 7 o'clock here this evening. And we'll have one for you here on the radio tonight of local interest as well, as the Exira EHK Spartans will be on the road down to Southwest Community College in Creston this evening as they will take on the Nottoway Valley Wolverines. And we'll have that one for you here. 7 o'clock tip-off for that ball game. Pre-game coverage comes your way at about 6:45 or so here tonight. You can catch it on the radio at AM 1220, FM 101.1, and also on the web as well at KJN.com, live here streaming this evening. So once again, that's boys 1A sub-state final, a chance to go to the state tournament on the line as the Exira EHK Spartans will take on the Nottoway Valley Wolverines. We'll have that for you here this evening. In other college basketball news from last night, as we had plenty of action going on, and a few notes from college basketball on the local front here as well on the women's side, as a few of the teams here in the state, or a couple of teams in the state, played games last night. And we'll take a look here for you at those results, and you can also find all this scores listed on our website as well at KJN.com. And the scores from last night: Creighton topped Northern Iowa 74-48, and Drake was a winner over Bradley 77-65 in women's college basketball play. Today in women's college hoops, it'll be Iowa State taking on Oklahoma State at Gallagher-Ibo Arena. That's a 7 o'clock tip time there for that ball game this evening. And then on Sunday, the Iowa women will be in action against Michigan at Carver-Hawkeye Arena at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of the results for you from women's college basketball in top 25 play last night. It was number 1 Baylor defeating Kansas 76-45. Number 7 Duke topped number 5 Miami 74-64. And number 6 Maryland beat North Carolina 84-64. In men's college basketball, one top 25 game last night is number 10 Marquette escaped against West Virginia 61-60. The final in that ball game, and lots of action, of course, going on today in college basketball. And one of those games will feature the Iowa State Cyclones, as they'll be on the road today to take on Kansas State. Game being played at Bramlage Coliseum. 12:45 is scheduled tip time for that one here later this afternoon. Also, Northern Iowa is at Southern Illinois for a ball game that tips off at 2 o'clock here today at SIU Arena. And Drake is also on the road in Missouri Valley Conference play at Wichita State. They'll be playing at Cook Arena at 12:30 here this afternoon. And then on Sunday, the Iowa men are in action once again, coming off their big win over Wisconsin. They'll be at Illinois, that game being played at Assembly Hall at 5 o'clock coming up on Sunday evening. We'll have coverage of that for you here on KJN. Gary Dolph and Bobby Hansen and the crew will bring you the broadcast with a 4 o'clock pregame. And once again, it's a 5 o'clock tip-off on Sunday evening there for the Iowa men's hoops team. And also related to that as well, we mentioned Iowa State on the road today. They're looking to try to get the right foot started in their brutal three-game stretch to end the season as they play at Kansas State, at Missouri, and also home against Baylor. The Cyclones beat K-State 72-70 earlier this season when Royce White hit a jumper with 1.8 seconds left, but the Wildcats are coming off an upset at number 3 Missouri. Iowa State has won 20 games before the end of February for just the third time in school history heading into that one. The Iowa men's basketball team might be a long shot for a spot in the NIT, let alone the NCAA tournament, yet the Hawkeyes are sure an intriguing postseason case study. Iowa has posted 4 wins over ranked opponents since Big Ten play began, and 2 of those have come in the past 5 days, including Thursday night's rousing 67-66 victory over number 16 Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes entered the game against the Badgers with an RPI of 136, not likely to be an attractive number to the NCAA tournament selection committee. But Iowa is in 7th place in the rugged 12-team Big Ten with 3 games remaining in the regular season. So they've got some good wins and also some bad losses on the season. So it's kind of an interesting balance for them right now. They'll need to finish strong to have any consideration. And they're 15-13 overall, 7-8 in Big Ten play so far on the season. And let's look at some of those latest sporting results for you. Also taking a look at some other scores for you in the NHL last night. It was the Islanders over the Rangers 4-3 in a shootout. Buffalo topped Boston 2-1 in a shootout. Vancouver over New Jersey 2-1. It was Washington 4-1 over Montreal. Colorado 5-0 over Columbus. And Dallas 4-1 over Minnesota. Of course, lots of teams on the ice once again here today as well. And in some other sports news, National League MVP Ryan Braun explained some of the details about his failed drug test and the lifting of his 50-game suspension yesterday, one day after an arbitrator called off the suspension. And he said that the urine sample he submitted last October wasn't immediately shipped to the testing lab and sat around for a couple of days, and because of that, the value of the test was uncertain. The New Jersey Devils have added a defenseman before Monday's NHL trade deadline, acquiring Marek Zidlicky from Minnesota for defenseman Curtis Foster, forwards Nick Palmieri and Stefani Veliu, and also 2 draft picks as well. Jeremy Lin could earn an invite to scrimmage against the U.S. Olympic basketball team this summer, although the New York Knicks guard could not get a chance to earn a roster spot. USA Basketball Chairman Jerry Colangelo mentioned the Knicks guard as a candidate for the select team of young players who will work against the Americans during their training camp in Las Vegas. The Basketball Hall of Fame has released the names of the 12 finalists for consideration this year. The group includes 5-time NBA All-Star Reggie Miller and Don Nelson, the league's winningest coach. Along with Miller, Rick Pitino is a first-time finalist. The class of 2012 will be announced April 2nd at the Final Four in New Orleans. And Peter Hansen and Mark Wilson will be the first to tee off in the Accenture Match Play Championship quarterfinals later today. Americans Matt Kuchar and Hunter Mahan are pitted against each other. Roy McIlroy and Bae Sing Moon will compete for the third match, and Lee Westwood will go against Martin Laird. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you this morning here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.